With Montana News, I'm Cassidy Alexander. Plans to close 25 Job Corps civilian conservation centers across the country were reversed today by the Trump administration. Politico reported today that the reversal comes after significant pushback from lawmakers of both parties, including Montana's delegation. In a statement today, Senator Steve Daines said, quote, "This is a big win for Montana and our country. I'm glad that President Trump, Secretary Perdue, and Secretary Acosta listened and are keeping these critical centers open and under the Department of Agriculture." Politico says the decision was sudden. Senator John Tester issued a statement saying, quote, "Without any real reason or justification, the president pulled the plug on one of the most successful initiatives in rural America, and my office was flooded with stories and objections from Montanans. The program gives skilled trade education for at-risk youth ages 16 to 24. Montana has Job Corps centers in Anaconda and Darby." Commissioners in Gallatin and Lewis and Clark counties are moving toward asking voters if they want to remove party affiliations from several local elected offices. The proposals passed on first reading at meetings yesterday. If they pass the second reading, the question will be put on the November ballot. A law passed by the 2019 legislature clarified the process to switch to nonpartisan elections for county races such as sheriff, commissioner, attorney, and superintendent of schools. Jane Fonda is joining a group of Hollywood power players to host a fundraiser for Democratic presidential contender Steve Bullock. It's a show of support that could lend credibility among donors to the little-known Montana governor's bid for the White House. The Academy Award-winning actress is among a handful of Los Angeles agents, producers, and lawyers hosting the Thursday event. An invitation obtained by the Associated Press indicates it will be held at the home of model and professional golfer Anna Shervin and her talent agent husband Ted. A Great Falls man has been sentenced to 4 years with the Department of Corrections for obtaining meth that led to the death of his wife and newly born child. 26-year-old Devin Michael Olson pleaded no contest to two counts of negligent homicide. The Great Falls Tribune reports District Judge John Kootsman reluctantly accepted the plea agreement, but not before calling Olson a weak, immature failure as an adult. The sentence Olson received yesterday could mean placement in prison, a treatment program, or probation. Olson was given credit for the year he has served in jail since charges were filed last June. His wife, Kayla Olson, died shortly after giving birth on January 13, 2018. Their daughter was flown to Seattle Children's Hospital, where she died 5 days later, according to Kayla Olson's obituary. A new report says Montana could save money on Medicaid by providing housing and support services to homeless people. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News has more.
Two reports released Tuesday found that using Medicaid for supportive housing saves money for the state and federal government. The Montana Healthcare Foundation, the State Health Department, and other partners commissioned the reports from the Corporation for Supportive Housing. Sheila Hogan, director of the State Health Department, said they wanted to know how effectively they're meeting the needs for people using state Medicaid who are also identified as homeless.
How do we wrap that Medicaid expansion payer source so that people can get treatment and that they can have adequate housing so that we can ensure that their treatment is successful?
The study found that providing housing and added services to vulnerable populations, like the elderly and people with intellectual disabilities, could cut down on costs to the state and federal government by about 45%. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche.
Two people were killed in a personal watercraft crash on the Missouri River in Great Falls. The Cascade County Sheriff says Dennis Sire and his wife Karen Sire died on the river yesterday afternoon. The couple is from Great Falls. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says the couple were killed when their personal watercraft collided just upstream from the 10th Avenue South Bridge. Both victims were wearing life jackets. Two of the world's largest coal producers have announced that they will combine mining operations in Wyoming and Colorado in an attempt to improve their competitiveness against growing competition from natural gas and renewable energy sources. Arch Coal and Peabody Energy are based in St. Louis and announced the joint venture today. Senator John Tester is hosting a town hall meeting in Missoula Friday at 11:30 a.m. at the Holiday Inn in downtown Missoula. Tester will answer questions and give updates on Job Corps Center's legislation, including Trapper Creek. He will also discuss the Senate's recent passage of his Blue Water Navy Veterans legislation and his efforts to pass the Blackfoot Clear Water Stewardship Act and fully fund the Land and Water Conservation Fund. I'm Cassidy Alexander, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevelin. The Trump administration today introduced a new EPA rule meant to preserve the U.S. coal industry, despite opposition from environmentalists. Gone are Obama-era EPA targets that would have pushed states to cut carbon dioxide emissions by reducing dependence on coal in favor of natural gas and renewables. The EPA's new replacement rule instead allows states to determine how or if coal-fired plants should be upgraded to reduce emissions. Environmental advocates argue the rule doesn't reduce CO2 emissions enough. That includes Miles City rancher and Northern Plains Resource Council member Mark Fix, who links global warming to Montana's recent severe fire seasons, including one that burned some of his land several years ago.
It seems like they're kind of giving up on it and basically kind of ignoring climate change, and which is, you know, kind of too bad, because it seems like, you know, we as farmer and ranchers are looking at a lot of climate change impacts. We got to keep, you know, going forward to address climate change so that we're making strides in the right direction instead of the wrong.
President Trump has rejected scientific evidence that burning fossil fuels threatens the climate and human health, even for many of his own federal agencies. An EPA report from last year noted that its new rule would kill an extra 300 to 1,500 people each year by 2030 due to extra air pollution. Although the Trump administration has rolled back key Obama-era initiatives to reduce coal use, cheap natural gas and renewable energy have still contributed to a trend of plant closings in recent years. Despite that, coal continues to provide Montana serious revenue. A report produced for the Environmental Quality Council last year said coal taxes bring in about $81 million per year. Shelby DeMars, with the Montana Association of Oil, Gas, and Coal Counties, says regulations, not just market forces, play an integral role in determining coal's sustainability going forward.
Our coal industry is incredibly vital to the state of Montana, and the revenue that it produces is really essential to our counties and our municipalities across the state. And it's really critical that we continue to consider the impact that regulations have on our coal industry.
Environmental groups have already pledged to challenge the rule change in court. Kevin Trevelin, Montana Public Radio.
If you're hearing this, we want to hear from you. Whether you listen to MTPR on your radio, via podcast, or the NPR One app, your feedback can help shape the future of public media technology. Head to our website at mtpr.org to take the Public Radio Tech Survey and help us understand how you want to connect. Thanks for tuning in.